I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romingoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, this week we're in Port Macquarie. And I'm going to kick off the show with a really interesting discussion with Janet Hyde. Mm-hmm. And she is... They call her Mrs. Tourism.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, she's a volunteer at Port Macquarie.
So she knows a little bit about Port Macquarie.
Oh, she's lived there most of her life.
Right.
So she is Mrs. Tourism, and she's going to tell us about things to see and do in the Port Macquarie
Wonderful.
Area.
Wonderful. And then I'm going to catch up with, or we're going to catch up with Tony at the Ricardo's Strawberry and Tomato Farm. Now, by golly, are they the best strawberries and tomatoes?
I got to tell
you,
I absolutely love strawberries and tomatoes. And you know, the best thing about Ricardo's is it's all undercover.
Yes, and you can pick your own strawberries.
You can pick your own strawberries, and you don't have to bend your back.
That's correct.
They're actually on like lattice. It's hydroponics. And then straight after that, I'm going to be catching up with David and Elsa from Port Adventure Cruises, Port Macquarie, and they're going to tell us all about their boat, the Southern Star, which is what they use for the dolphin cruises and
so on
and so forth.
Wow.
So as well as all of this, we are going to have a great selection of music as requested.
By the people we interview.
That's the one, Lynn. So what do you think?
On with the show.
Oh, well, hello, listeners. My name is Phil C. And if you've just joined us, this is Roaming Oz, the travel show where we take you on location. Unfortunately, today we can't be on location because of COVID, but I do have the pleasure of having Janet Hyde, who is the president of the Greater Port Macquarie Tourism Association, on the phones with us. How are you today, Janet?
Well, I'm wonderful, Phil, and I'm certainly hoping that most of our businesses are feeling exactly that.
Well, look, the tourist trade has taken quite a sledging, as we all know, as a result of the COVID situation. You're the president in Port Macquarie of the Tourist Association. How's it affected you guys in Port Macquarie?
Well, it's actually decimated our whole region.
Right.
And I think what we're talking about is that it started off with bushfires, and we were the first to have a bushfire in the July of that year.
Right.
And it just kept going. And by Christmas, the bushfires had surrounded the town virtually, and a lot of people were impacted on.
Yes.
And then we had a drought, and then we had the floods where many of our businesses were totally flooded out.
Right.
It was over a 100-year flood.
Yes.
And then we had COVID, and once COVID came, it just didn't seem to end. We'd get out of it and then go back in, and we only came out of lockdown a week ago.
Wow.
Because we had a traveller from Sydney.
Yeah.
And many of those businesses found it really hard to cope with, especially the short notice, because they'd be prepared for the trade, a restaurant, with lots of bookings, and then it was soul-destroying because they had to close down, and there was nowhere to put the food.
Yes.
So everyone, I'm sure, is really happy. Today is a red letter day for our region.
And you, there's over 240 related businesses that the Tourism Association sort of represents. Is that correct?
That's right. And we're an advocate for those businesses, whether it's advocating, you know, what information that they need, particularly with these grants that were available, helping them with things that they might like to manoeuvre with council for various things.
Yes.
The publicity, like we have network nights and we get together. It's trying to make us a strong industry, and we are.
Yes.
So it's really great to have that many members in our association.
Yeah. And I guess the thing is, it's so important that everybody, you know, rallies and stands together, because it's all about community, isn't it, really?
It sure is. And it's good you mentioned community, because that's what we've been talking about recently.
Yes.
We have so many things that are on offer in our region.
Okay.
The diverse range of activity is amazing.
Right.
And we tend to not visit them. Like, we live here. So you don't go to, you know, Billabong Zoo, because you can go down to Taronga Park Zoo or something like that.
Yep.
So we've been trying to encourage our locals to go to that restaurant that you don't normally go to go to that attraction.
Yes.
To hop on the boat on the river you know, because we don't do it. We actually go on holidays and go to everyone else's activity.
Yeah, that's a strange thing, isn't it? Because, like, Port Macquarie is such a beautiful place, and in tourist times, school holidays, you know, Christmas time, you get, ordinarily, you would get flooded with tourists coming there, but the locals that are there, they don't really appreciate what they've got in their own backyard, because what you said, you've got the Billabong Zoo, yet people will travel to Sydney to get a Taronga Zoo, and you've got this, you've got so many great water, like you've got cruise boats, whale watching, dolphin watching, and you get the tourists come through, which is great, but unfortunately, under the circumstances at the moment. And the locals, they support them, but not the way the tourist trade would support them and keep these guys afloat and making successful businesses.
And that's what we're trying to encourage, because we actually, when we've got visitors to Port Macquarie, we take them on the whale watching boat, or we take them out to Miss Nellie's Cafe, all those things, but we tend not to do it ourselves. So we've been encouraging our locals to support our locals. And through COVID, that's been particularly helpful.
That's fantastic. That is a fantastic thing. So if people were to come once the COVID situation, and it looks like there is light at the end of the tunnel now, they're talking about, you know, 1st of December, even people that haven't been vaxxed are allowed to come and do things, and I hope to goodness that we don't end up with another problem. And if you do get lots of tourists coming through your town, what are the sorts of places and things to see? Must see and do things in Port Macquarie for the listeners.
Okay, so we've got some novel things, particularly when we're talking about producers and providers, and we're talking about the strawberry farm, and where you can go out and cook, pick your own strawberries, and they grow beautiful tomatoes, and they make tomato relish and this sort of thing. So you've got that. You've got a place in town called The Other Chef.
Yes.
And that's all they sell is local produce. We've got some great coffee makers in our region. We have lots of markets selling fresh food. We have a chocolate place out at Bago Winery, Squeaky Gate Farm Shop. There's just so many things to do as far as produce.
Yes.
But go back to your wineries, and we've got five beautiful wineries in very short distance of Port Macquarie. Famous Casa Greens, we've got Bago Winery, we've got Long Point, we've got Douglas Vale. So you've got these wineries that produce their own wine, and you go and have a wine tasting. And in particular, they've all got their own add-ons, which Long Point often does entertainment.
Right.
Bago Maze has a Bago Winery has a maze. And Casa Greens has a beautiful restaurant. So, you know, you've got added extras when you do that food and wine culture that we've got going.
Now, when you were talking about the strawberries and tomatoes, that's Ricardo's, isn't it?
It is Ricardo's.
Yes, okay, because I have spoken with Tony, I think his name is.
Yes, it is Anthony, yes.
Yeah, yes, so I've had a bit of a chat with Anthony, and what an amazing place that is. And I said to him, who gets the most fun, the kids picking the strawberries or the grandparents or the parents seeing how much fun the kids are having picking the strawberries? And he said, you know what, everybody that comes here has fun, because the grandparents are just in awe of seeing their little kiddies picking up those beautiful strawberries that he's got out there. That's an amazing setup. And
it is, and it's so easy to do. It's all hydroponics, so you're not having to bend down and pick them up. You're picking them off the vines.
That's right.
They're just beautiful.
Absolutely. And the thing is, too, it's all undercover. So even if it's a bad weather day, this is for the benefit of the listeners, if it's a bad weather day, it doesn't mean you can't go there, because it's all undercover. You can go there and you can pick your strawberries. And they do have a beautiful restaurant there where, as you said, they sell their jams and their relishes and so on and so forth. So Ricardo's is definitely a place to visit if you're in this area. And
it'll be always on my itinerary.
Oh, look, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I've never been to Billabong Zoo, so have you been there yourself, Janet?
Many times, and Mark is a fantastic operator. He's very much into preserving wildlife.
Yes.
But the wonderful thing about the experience at the zoo is you're up close and personal with the animals.
Okay.
Sometimes you go to a zoo and you're not close to them.
Yes.
But you can actually be really close to the lions and the leopards and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually feed them.
Wow.
You walk through the kangaroo enclosure.
Yes.
But it's just lovely. And they've got some unusual animals there. And it's just a day that the kids can enjoy, but adults can enjoy it as well.
Of course, of course. And another really beautiful place that, that holds a big place in my heart is the Koala Hospital.
Yeah, the Koala Hospital is very special.
Oh, very special.
And they're going
place.
Through a transformation at the moment, Bill.
Okay.
They've actually got some grant funding to actually rebuild it.
Okay.
And they're looking to have overhead walks that you can walk through the hospital and actually see what's going on.
Okay.
It's just fantastic what the volunteers do up there.
Well, I was going to say that because that place is primarily all run by volunteers, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, you yourself, you're a volunteer, aren't you?
I am a volunteer. That's how I'm with tourism. But I volunteer for lots of other things as well. But obviously, tourism is my passion.
That's your passion. And obviously, Port Macquarie is your passion. Well, listeners, we're just going to take a short break from Jeanette Hyde. And I'm going to play you a song by Russell Morris. Yeah, the song I've selected is a number called Wings of an Eagle. And you never know, listeners, you might be lucky to see a beautiful eagle soaring across the magnificent Hastings River there in Port Macquarie. So I'm going to play this track for you right now, and we'll be back with more of Jeanette Hyde straight after this.
Well, I'm looking out on an overcast sky in the morning. I can't hear the warning as it calls to you. As the birds migrate and the wind is raised, I see the eagle soaring. Although I'm just a pawn in nature's game like you.
Lifted up above the world to see.
How long have you been in Port Macquarie, Janet? Have you were you born there? Have you lived there all your life?
No, we've been in Port 45 years, and it's a place I never want to move from.
Okay.
It's just got so much on offer. I always think, because I came 45 years ago, it was like a quaint country town.
Yes.
And even though we've expanded, I still think we've got that same attitude. So our locals are very friendly to our visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice place to walk along the breakwall.
It is.
To do the coastal walk. The coastal walk is nearly our number one attraction on TripAdvisor.
Wow. Yeah, look, Port Macquarie is a magnificent place, and various types of accommodation too in port, isn't there, for the travellers? You've got a beautiful caravan park there that's situated right on the breakwall, and then
we have.
What other styles of accommodation have you got? You'd have some hotels in there, I think. I know you've got one at Flynn's Beach as well as one in the middle of the city as well of Port Mac.
There's lots of apartments in Port Macquarie, which is great for the families, but we've got Ridges and we've got Sails and we've got the Observatory, but we've also got boutique accommodation like Telegraph Retreat at Tully Point, which is a little bed and breakfast. So we have a huge variety of accommodation that will suit anybody.
Okay. So everybody's taste and everybody's budget and everybody's needs.
Exactly.
Yep, and it's all happening in Port Macquarie. Well, it will be soon. Let's keep our fingers crossed, Janet, that, you know, we've sort of at that point now where we're allowed to go out and start doing things, and hopefully people will be sensible about it, and we can start enjoying our life again instead of feeling as if we're locked inside a glass bubble.
And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And Phil, with our region, we've got an aqua park that the kids can go to. We've got the helicopters. We've got horse riding on the beach.
Yes.
We've got surf schools.
Yes.
We've got putt-putt. We've just got so much for everybody to do.
Okay. And I guess the best thing to do, how do the listeners find out about all these things? For people that are coming to Port rather than once they arrive there so they can plan in advance, is there a website that the listeners could go straight to or something?
Yes, they can.
Yes.
If they go to www.portmacquarieinfo.com.au,
yes,
it actually has an accommodation element to it, an attractions element.
Right.
Letting you know what's coming up for the month, all of that sort of thing. So that's portmacquarieinfo.com.au.
Okay. That's the one. That's the one you have to do, listeners, if you're interested in going to Port and finding out in advance, because it does get very popular at Port Macquarie under normal circumstances, doesn't it?
It does, and it depends what's happening. We've got the wonderful Glasshouse, and they have fantastic shows, which are starting to come back now.
That's brilliant.
And we've also got lots of heritage. So, you know, we've got something for everybody in our region.
I think it's amazing what you're doing, Janet. You're a volunteer. I'm not going to say how old you are because a man never divulges a lady's age, but I know you're retired. And I also know that you used to work at Port RSL.
Port Macquarie Panthers.
Yes, Port Macquarie Panthers. And you used to be in charge of entertainment there. So what was that like? Like to be in charge of entertainment and now you're really looking after the tourism side. You would have seen some great entertainers and stars come through when you're booking your entertainment.
I sure did. And really it goes across the whole gambit, whether it's Midnight Oil or 1927 or Gene Pitney or John Williamson.
Yep.
You go across it,
yep,
and I booked that band into our club because
we
moved from in town and had a big auditorium, and we built another auditorium out at the new location so we could take 1,000 people. So it was the venue to go for a fantastic show. And I've been very fortunate to have met a lot of wonderful entertainers.
And you've retired from that now, but you haven't really retired. You're still volunteering. Look, I've spoken to a few people before I decided to give you a call, and affectionately you're known as Mrs. Tourism. Would you agree with that, Mrs. Tourism?
Yes, I would think that.
Yes.
So, because I've been involved with the association for over 30 years, and I've been president this run for about 12 years. So, you know, it is who I am, and I'm really passionate about our businesses that are in our region.
Yes, of course. So Mrs. Tourism and also the unofficial mayor of Port Macquarie. You're not employed, but these are the sorts of things that have been coming in. I asked a few people about you before I chatted because I've not met you. Well, I did meet you very, very briefly one night at the club when you had some entertainment on. And they said to me, talking with Janet, she's such a beautiful, lovely, lovely person. And your husband, Alan, they mentioned Alan. He's involved with Lifeline.
He's my rock.
Yep. And he's involved with Lifeline. So
yes, he is.
You guys, you know, you're not letting numbers slow you down by the sound of it, because I do know what age group you're in, and I do know you've been retired for a while, but retirement doesn't seem to mean anything where you and Alan are concerned and Port Macquarie's concerned.
No, and I think that's the case of a lot of people.
Yep.
Once they retire, they want to give back to the community, and that's certainly what we enjoy doing.
Fantastic. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, Jeanette, because what you're doing is magnificent. This is the opinion of the people that contacted me and said, you know, you have to talk to Janet. She's such a wealth of information, which you are. And your passion and love for Port Macquarie, you're going to be remembered for an awful long time when, you know, it finally comes for you to fly with the angels, my dear. So thank you so much for your time today and telling our listeners all about the wonderful things to see and do in and around Port Macquarie. It's been my absolute pleasure.
No, it's a pleasure, Phil. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much. Now, before I wind this little segment up, because I do know you do love your music, do you have a favourite Australian singer or band maybe that I could play a song for you?
Yes, I love the Australian singers, and I can't go past a song that, that Slim Dusty wrote, and it was called The Ballad of Port Macquarie.
Yes.
And it brings tears to my eyes when I listen to it, because it includes the church and all sorts of things, and it's just a really lovely song about our region.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, my dear. Well, I'm going to put that up for you straight away, okay? I'm just getting it ready now. The song, listeners, that Jeanette has selected is The Ballad of Port Macquarie by Slim Dusty. Janet Hyde, thank you so much for your time, my dear. And we'll
chat. It's a pleasure, Bill, and good luck with what you do.
Thank you so much. Stick around, listeners, for that song by Slim Dusty, Ballad of Port Macquarie, and we'll be back with more of Roaming Oz straight after that.
On the beach with the sea billows rolling, there's a place in Australia to go, where the tall whispering pines bid you welcome, and the sunset is red with its glow. There's an old stone church on the hilltop, preserved now from past history. In this fair place they name Port Macquarie, where the Hastings flows into the sea. Oh yeah, that's right. The first settlers came here by sailboat, from old Sydney town came this way. Now the tourists, they come from all over, each year more are coming to stay. Where the sun shines so warm in the winter, and there's so many places to see. So just come and soak up the sunshine, where the Hastings flows into the sea. Few miles away to the westward is Warhope, that old timber town. And the giant sawmills keep on turning as the logs from the mountains come down. And down to the south is Lake Cattai, as lovely a scene you could see. Where the Christmas bells bloom in the summer, on the road that leads down to the sea. Oh yeah, that's right. From the beach with the sea billows rolling,
There's a place in Australia to go, where the tall whispering pines bid you welcome, and the sunset is red with its glow. There's an old stone church on the hilltop, preserved now from past history. In this fair place they named Port Macquarie, where the Hastings flows into the sea. In this fair place they named Port Macquarie, where the Hastings flows into the sea.
Oh, hello listeners, Phil C here. This is Roaming Oz and we are at Ricardo's. Now, I'm currently with Tony. You're the owner of the business.
That's
is that
correct.
Right, Tony?
That's correct.
Now, how are you going today, my friend?
Good.
Good, yeah. Good. How long have you had the Ricardo's?
Well, we started, it's nearly 20 years ago now since we started.
Yeah, right.
With the little honesty box.
An honesty box?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's free entry still, so you don't even need the honesty box.
No.
No, that's a good thing. Because people get to come here, kids, parents, families, seniors, and pick these incredible strawberries that you got.
Absolutely.
Now tell us a bit about this strawberry, the way you've got it all set up undercover and the way it's watering and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, they're all undercover.
Yes.
Which enables us to ripen fruit all year round.
Yeah.
But the great beauty of them is that they're up off the ground. They're on frame, so there's no bending.
Yep.
So people can go and pick at chest height, no bending.
Yep.
Great for the kids to pick down along the bottom and grandma can pick up the top. So.
Okay. So who do you think gets the most fun, the kids picking or the grandparents seeing how much fun the kids are having?
Yeah,
picking?
Both.
Both, yeah?
Yeah, look, it's a lot of fun and it's like going out in your back garden and picking some flowers or some fruit and veg. It's very, very satisfying, good for the soul.
Okay, okay. So I guess being undercover too, the vegetables or the strawberries, they can grow all year round and on rainy days kids and parents can come here.
Still, it's an all-weather activity. Everything's undercover.
Yep. Now, you've got a lot of parking here, which I want to make mention, because you get a lot of people travelling through with caravans and mobile homes. You've got a fairly large area to park, but they can also park out there on the road, can't they?
Yeah, we've got quite a wide road verge out there too.
Yeah.
So anyone with their RVs or extra long caravans, plenty of room.
Okay, not a problem. And you're just like about 10 minutes out of Port Macquarie, is that
That's
correct?
That's all.
Yep. So anybody that's staying in Port, this is just an ideal place to come to.
Absolutely. And look, we have people just calling through off the highway. We have people, families meeting here, some coming from north, some coming from south. They say,
yes,
well, let's meet at Ricardo's.
Okay.
We have the locals, of course, but, you know, it's all about people driving along. Great place to stop for people just for a cup of coffee, lunch, yep, morning, afternoon tea.
Yep.
We're very well known for our scones here at Ricardo, so we're very proud of those and a very popular meal.
Well, I was going to say that because even if you just want to come and have a look around, because it is free entry, you do have this great cafe, don't you? Cafe Red, where they could get a morning tea, afternoon tea or a lunch.
Absolutely.
And you got some fabulous dishes that you serve up in there for the kids. You want to tell the kids a few of the things that you serve up? You got strawberry milkshakes.
Yeah, lots of things to do with strawberries, of course.
Yeah.
The strawberry smoothies and milkshakes and pancakes. And
yeah.
Look, there's a great selection in there for everybody. And it's keenly priced, you know, good country fare.
Fantastic. And for anybody that wants to come for lunch, they can also bring a bottle of their own.
Oh, yes.
BYO, and there's no corkage.
Yeah, BYO, no corkage.
Which is fantastic for the seniors.
Absolutely.
Stopping here for lunch, even if they don't want to pick the strawberries, although it's an easy thing to do. As you said, there's no bending.
Yeah.
And they can also prepare some of their own things, because you've got other things here they could pack up and take away with them, couldn't you?
Well, we're very proud to say that nothing goes to waste on this farm.
Uh-huh.
And if any strawberries or tomatoes not up to A grade go into a jar. So we've got about 25 or 30 different preserves in there, from jams and relishes and sauces and soups and passata and all sorts of things. So any second grade fruit goes into a jar. So that's become an important part of the business and very popular with the customers, because we are highly awarded for those. We enter those in a lot of the fine food shows and
yes,
we do have great success. So
yeah, well, I noticed that you've got over 30 award-winning jams, marmalades, relishes, pickles and sauces, and you got the medals from the fine food shows from
Sydney,
Hobart and Mudgee.
Yep.
So you must be doing something right, Anthony.
Yeah, no, it's good starting with good produce.
Now, also with your tomatoes, you're rated as best tomatoes in New South Wales and eastern Queensland. Now, that must make you feel really proud.
Yeah, well, over the years we've entered the tomatoes into the Sydney Royal, which takes in southeast Queensland as well. And year after year we've been getting that prize, and so we're very proud of that.
Yes.
Good tomatoes.
And you've won it years and years, like from 2009, I think, was probably the first year.
Yeah, they haven't had it. They haven't had the comps for a couple of years for obvious reasons. But yeah, we kept winning it year after year. We missed a few years just to give someone else a chance.
I was going
to
say that. I had a look because you went from 2009 and I think you only missed one till 2017. You had to give somebody else a bit of a crack at it.
No, there was a fellow that beat us, a fellow from down on the south coast. So he beat us by a point. So
By a point.
Good on him.
And you beat him the year after and the year after and the year after that. Mate, now the other interesting thing to note too is if anybody wants to actually do anything, they can do, like, in relation to the produce and so on and so forth, you can do mail orders, can't you? Like email and phone orders and stuff like that. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, it's pretty straightforward. It's just that on the website we have a shop, and people leave and like the produce, they can just do a mail order and we'll shoot it off to them.
Fantastic. So in order to do a mail order, that'd be via your Ricardo's, www.ricardos.com.
That's it, just on the website. There's a little shop in the website.
Okay. Yeah. Or they can just ring up and say...
They can ring if they like. We can do one over the phone.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Mate, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's absolutely great. And we've got a beautiful day here. All we need to do is get some tourists in here for you once this COVID sort of settles down.
Once it settles down, we'll be right.
And get things back to normal.
Yeah. We'll all get back to normal.
Now, I've got to play you a song. I should have asked you this right at the start of the segment. Anything Aussie? Have you got a favourite Aussie singer, a favourite Aussie band?
Oh, my favourite Aussie singer's Richard Clapton.
Ah, Richard Clapton. He's a great singer-songwriter. Yeah. And what would be your favourite?
Girls on the Avenue.
Girls
there
on
you
the
go.
Avenue.
That's my favourite Australian song.
They're going to get you in. It's a great song, Anthony. Yeah. Thank you so much for
your
time. Listeners, stick around for Tony's selection, Richard Clapton's Girls on the Avenue. We'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after this.
Girls on the Avenue, they're trying to get you in. Strolling by with a rosebud smile. Up to kill, lean on the windowsill, looking your way with eyes of fire. But don't you slip, don't you slip in love with the girls on the avenue. Friday night, see on the avenue, like a child, a big store window, should feel confused. So many girls on the avenue. Girls on the avenue know how to get you in, casting out signs like tricks from a hat. All the Miss Lonely Hearts, ooh, they look awful hard, and sometimes they seem as fragile as glass. But don't you slip, don't you slip in love with the girls on the Thank you.
Hello, listeners. Phil CM. I'm in Port Macquarie, and I'm with Elsa and David, a.k.a. Tom Cruise.
Director.
The director. Tom Cruise, director.
Tom, and I'm the cruise director, so that's Tom Cruise, Phil.
Tom Cruise, the director, and Elsa, that's a.k.a. Nicole Kidman. And they are the owners of Port Adventure Cruises. Guys, tell us all about Port Adventure Cruises.
Well, before we talk about Port Adventure Cruises, Nicole Kidman, she's got the best lamb roast ever.
Is she really?
And cook, yeah.
Okay. And yeah. Is that what people should expect when they come on board? Well, some food. Of your fantastic cuisine, Elsa? Well,
food's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely part of it.
Yes.
So we've got, with our dolphin spotting cruises, we'd probably just have something simple, like some coffee, tea, biscuits,
yep.
Some freshly made wraps, some fruit, ice cream.
Yes.
If we are doing a function, then we do have some lamb roast.
Yes.
Right. Funny yeah. enough.
Okay.
But that's, it is partially, most of the food is from us, but some of the other food, the nice hot food, is actually from our good friends and partners at Town Green Buffet.
Okay. Fantastic. So tell us about some of the cruises you do. You do the dolphin cruises, obviously at the moment, times are tough with COVID. You normally would do, what, lunch cruises and coffee cruises? Or what are the things you do on the river?
Look, mate, it's like it's a function boat.
Yep.
Weddings, parties or anything.
Yes.
We do weddings. We do 21st, 18th. We do, one minute we'll have a hen's party on board.
Yep.
One night have a hen's party. The next morning might have a church group.
Yes.
They're having a service before they have morning tea. So this boat is versatile and it's available for... Yeah, people that want to just book a function or yep. a dolphin spotting cruise with our covenants, members of the public meet each other or a private party.
Fantastic. And when you do your dolphin cruises now, have you got an actual time? Can you sort of say, stand over here at 5 minutes on the left hand, the port side, and you're going to see a dolphin? Do you get asked that
now,
a lot?
Now, we laugh at that, but that happened to me.
Really?
A lady got on board. She said... What side will the dolphins be today and what time will they arrive? And I had to keep a straight face because they are wild animals.
They are. It's not as though we're at SeaWorld or at a theme park.
We can't feed them. So, in this river, the Hastings River is one of Australia's cleanest, most healthiest rivers. So
okay.
The chance of seeing dolphins, they could be up in the canal area, right up towards the Hibbard Ferry. Out near the breakwall, mm-hmm. We call it a dolphin spotting cruise. But some people do make us accountable if they don't see a dolphin. They go, oh there's really? Any dolphins. But,
that can't be helped. No, right. But there are a lot of dolphins in the area, and the chances of spotting dolphins on one of your cruises is very high.
Well, it made extremely high because our sign at the front there has got two big dolphins, so they're going to spot a dolphin anyway.
Okay.
They won't be live, but they're there.
Yeah.
So some of the other things you've got on board the boat, you've got, you serve food on the cruises.
That's correct.
And you've also got a bit of a surprise for the kids. Should we mention that?
I'm a great believer, and so is Elsa, that our food presentation's got to be spot on.
Yep.
And I feel the best part of any meal is dessert.
Okay.
So we do morning tea or afternoon tea with the cruisers. Then we've got some fresh wraps and there's some nice fresh fruit. But then to finish off, a big plate of ice cream, chocolate, strawberry or caramel topping.
Yep.
And then we put, they've got a choice of Maltesers, Freckles, Mustiques, Snakes.
Bananas, milk bottles, bullets.
Yeah. And we're actually lucky, Phil, we've got a sponsor.
Yep.
The sponsor of our dessert bar, the New South Wales Dental Association. So
the Dental Association.
And if you want some dad jokes, this is the place to be.
I was going to say, you're full of jokes. Now, you guys do interact pretty heavily with the people that come on board, don't you?
Look, I think that's an important part of our business. Because we're in Port Macquarie and we are locals, people like to see a family business.
Yep.
My daughter works, I've got a very good captain who is part of our team. Yeah, we with our commentary, we sort of have a bit of fun with the commentary. We don't take it too seriously. Once we get past with the life jackets and
all the serious stuff.
And ask parents to make sure the kids have been supervised on the outside decks, but we have a bit of fun with the commentary as well.
Okay.
And that gets good reviews, actually, in our TripAdvisor ratings, where people actually comment not only the river cruise, but how much fun the crew were. And that's important to us.
Okay. So what about your Tom Cruise director. You've got many hats that you wear, don't you?
Oh, mate.
You've got Elvis. Tell us a few things about that.
Yeah, Elvis is, I bill myself as Elvis' twin brother. You've got Elvis the pelvis. Well, I'm Enos' brother.
Never mind.
We won't go to Enos.
I've got another little character I call Izzy for Real, the world's Elvis hippie. And, when we do karaoke, it's not only always the best singer, it's the best entertainer.
Okay, yes.
So me as a compere on my own boat, if I come out with a couple of characters,
yes,
and then if we do get someone to sing the Village People YMCA, I've got a policeman's hat,
a navy hat, a cowboy hat,
and a construction worker.
Yeah.
So just by putting those silly hats on the people, it brings the singers into a character.
Yeah.
Who cares if you're a good singer? It's entertainment.
Absolutely.
So that's what we try to do.
So you do karaoke on board regularly?
Oh, yeah. Well, before COVID hit, we can't dance, can't sing anymore.
No.
Yeah. So, before, definitely. And, again, that's the unexpected. We don't advertise it. We would do these two-hour dolphin cruises, especially in kids' school holidays. And, while they're seeing the beautiful views and the dolphins, and if they don't see the dolphins, but we do the little dance segment, well, mum and dad get off happy anyway, and who cares about the dolphins? See?
Absolutely. So really, people can't realise what they're likely to expect, because it sounds like every time they step on board,
It's different.
It depends on your mood. It depends what's going on board the boat to whether or not you are Tom Cruise director or...
Well, the thing is, Tom Cruise director.
Thank you.
because he's been in entertainment pretty much all his life, so he's good at reading the crowd as well. So we could have a group of people that all they want to do is just sit down, chat, don't want to be bothered, don't want to interact or whatever. On the other hand, we can have the next cruise, we could have a group of people that all want to interact. We have kids that want to do activities and that. So we have to be flexible, and we have to cater for each particular crowd.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what comes down to, me being in hospitality most of my life, Dave being in entertainment. So it's a good combination.
It's a perfect mix, really, isn't it? Because you've got the catering side and David, a.k.a. Tom, the cruise director, you've got the entertainment side of it sort of saying.
Yeah, exactly right. And as I said, we read the crowd. And the crowd actually respond to as much or as little as we're prepared to give them. Sometimes, people mightn't be on for the entertainment, but that's the best part. They get off and go, wow, we had a good time.
A great time.
Either through the commentary of the fun that we give on the microphone to, if there's a birthday, I might come out in one of my characters and just do a
acknowledge
little...
Acknowledge it.
Yeah. And, also, too, on this boat, we've had three couples that have proposed on board.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And I've got one of those on video where he come up and asked permission. Could he do it? Because his girlfriend might either cry or faint or something,
And or jump overboard.
And so we filmed that and we put it on our Facebook. But it's just such a good thing. Well, that just brought the whole boat together, where all of a sudden me with my sort of reading skills of crowd put on the song, go into the chapel and we're all going to get married. And everybody serenaded those people with the archways. So that simple wedding proposal that day probably turned out to one of the highlights of their lives.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Jeez, we build memories, don't we?
It's just as you do build memories. Oh, okay, listeners, we're just going to take a short break from David Nelson here. I'm going to play a track that I think absolutely suits David right down to the ground. And most people who know him probably think he's crazy in the best possible sort of way, okay, listeners? So stick around for this Billy Thorpe classic, and we'll be back with more of David Nelson from Port Adventure Cruises straight after this.
If that's my way, and you should know it.
Been the funniest experience? Now, talking about your karaoke and so forth, your entertainment history background, what's the funniest thing that you think you've ever had on the boat? Just to give the listeners an idea of some of the things they might be able to.
There's so many, probably not funny things, but there's so many memorable things that we do a lot of fundraisers on our boat. People, and we bill it not as a fund, F-U-N-D, F-U-N, raise a fundraiser, because we feel as though if you're raising money for something or somebody, you want to make it fun.
Yep.
Yeah,
of course.
And we've had this beautiful little girl here in Port Macquarie. You tell the story.
So basically she was born with no hearing canals.
Okay.
Her name is Willow. And basically there was a doctor or surgeon in the US, like pioneer of all this stuff, that pretty much said, I can fix this.
Mm.
And but obviously it costs money, et cetera, et cetera.
To get her overseas.
To get her overseas.
So bottom line, we raise the money for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
We helped. We were one of the fundraisers towards that. And she's now a beautiful little girl. I think she's about seven or something now.
And
full hearing.
They're the memorable moments, knowing that we've got a business that can help other people.
That's fantastic. Mm. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think you've got a great business and you've got a great personality, you two guys. And I can't wait to come on board. And my listeners have got a bit of an overview of what to expect, especially from you, Tom Cruise, and you, Nicole. and obviously,
since you laugh, don't you?
I can't help but laugh. Yeah. I know that anybody that listens to this who decides to come on board this boat, which is called, what's the name of this boat, incidentally? It's got a.
Well, the official name's called the Southern Star. This boat used to be the original Matilda in Sydney Harbour.
Yep.
This site that's
where we're here today at the end of Clarence Street is the traditional berth for the Port Venture.
Yep.
We come back here 3 years ago with this boat, and we call ourselves the Port Adventure.
Adventure, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And cruise Port Macquarie, so we've got a couple of names there.
But you've been in port a long time. You used to own the junk, didn't you? That Chinese vessel,
yeah,
the junk.
Yeah, had another vessel here. Went back to Sydney. Came back 3 years ago after being away for 10 years. Mm. You know, came back here, and here we are again. Best thing I think we've ever done. Mm-hmm. Sydney at the moment. You know, you don't want to have a boat on Sydney Harbour.
No.
Because there's so many boats down there with so little work.
Yeah.
No inbound tourists, so it's a tough time.
It's a tough time.
People are coming to Port Macquarie because of the fact that they've got a can't go anywhere else, you know, overseas. Yeah?
Which is really great, like, for, I guess, for New South Wales and for the Australian local economy. Tourism and local economy, where... Yeah. We've had great support from locals, etc. They can't really go anywhere else, so they explore their own backyard, I guess.
The locals really support our business, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm glad the locals are supporting you. And do you get a lot of local visitors on board the boat?
You do.
So you're just not relying on the tourist trade?
At the moment, you can't,
because there is no tourist trade.
Right. And it's scary. It really is.
It's difficult times for everyone.
We're that half glass, half full type of...
Yeah, glass. The glass is half full.
Thank you.
That's what you were meaning to say. Yeah, and speaking of the glass being half full, you are a licensed boat, so you do sell alcohol.
Yes, we sell alcohol.
And I guess if they don't want to...
Only people over 18.
And I guess if they don't want to sing karaoke, they can just partake of the bar.
You've got the front of the boat where it's beautiful out there. You've got downstairs where there's lounge chairs downstairs, so people can spread around the boat. And we don't overcrowd our boat. We always make sure... So we're very lucky. If we do a two-hour dolphin spotting cruise a day and we get over-excessive numbers when the tour's here, we'll put another one on and go out with 70 rather than go out with 120 on one, go out with 70 over two.
I get you. Mm. Yeah, understandable.
Comfort is one of the...
Comfort's paramount. Mm. Good quality food. Good entertainment from the cruise director, Captain... Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, director.
I look at him and I'm...
Listeners,
you got to see these two lovely people, Elsa and David. Guys, we're going to wind this up. What can I do? I've got to play you an Aussie song. Now, do you have a favourite Aussie act, a favourite Aussie song?
Well, as a kid, I was impacted heavily with Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs.
Yes.
I loved his music. Most people I know think I'm crazy, but sort of sums up my life.
I think most people who get to meet you are going to think you're crazy too, Tom.
Elsa's from Portuguese, so you would know Billy Thorpe, would you?
I heard the name.
Billy Thorpe, probably
a bit before my time.
But the impact I had, he was on the Carols by Candlelight that comes on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And he sang that song Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
And I thought the way he sang that was better than anyone I've ever heard. So my favourite all-time Australian artist is Billy Thorpe. With his great version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. We'll talk about that. Where do you go to weigh a pie? Somewhere over the rainbow to weigh a pie.
To weigh a pie?
Yeah, weigh up pie. Somewhere over the
and
rainbow.
And I tell you what, if you want good dad jokes, this is the place.
This is the place you got to come, listeners. If you want to have a great time in Port Macquarie and you want a good dad joke, Somewhere Over the Rainbow is the name of the song you'd
weigh
like.
Weigh a pie.
Weigh up. Where you can get a great pie. All right, listeners, we've got to wind this up. Thanks a lot, Elsa, David, a.k.a. Tom Cruise Director. And stick around. We're going to be back with more Roman Oz straight after his request. Billy Thorpe, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
The rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Are blue, blue, such a dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Well, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. That you dare to dream really do come true.
Yeah, listeners, that's our show for the afternoon. Really hope you enjoyed it. Far too many things to see and do in and around the Port Macquarie area. So that is part one of a three-week special. Okay, we've got so many interesting things coming up. We've got the Billabong Zoo. We've got Stony Creek Aqua Park. We've got the Splash Kayaking Group. We've got another one with David and Elsa. We've got Carly Lane, famous Australian author. So make sure you stick around for the next couple of weeks and tune in to Roman Oz. For more on Port Macquarie.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.